the Runner's Diary podcast with Brian and Damien.
Welcome to Runner's Diary, episode 77. I'm Damien.
And I'm Brian. On this week's show, we'll have all the latest news, all of last week's results, our featured fixtures.
And this week, we have a chat with Oisin Spillane. That's all to come on this week's episode of the Runner's Diary podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Pillar Performance.
Pillar Performance brings you the very best in sports micronutrition.
Hydration and fueling products will take you to the finish line, but Pillar will get you to the start line in your best condition over and over again.
As a Runner's Diary follower, you can avail a 15% discount online by using the promo code RUNNERSDIARY15 or go in store to the Edge in Kinsale Road, Cork, and mention this code at checkout when buying a Pillar Performance product. Welcome back to another episode. Where do we start with the past week? From freezing temperatures dropping well below zero to storms to our traveling all over the world. I think it was a week that had a bit of everything. So I think we said last week, how many are we? Are you still 22 days going to?
Still all clear. So as people might know, we did have to, this is a day late going out because of certain weather conditions that had myself and Brian without power. Brian, yours only came back today on the Monday.
On the Monday, yeah.
Mine actually came back last night, or Sunday night, so it wasn't too bad. But like as you just said, we went from -6 in Lanwire to, I think it was nearly about 12 degrees at one stage with absolute bucketing rain and winds billowing around the place. If people go to our Spotify, all right, there's a poll going to be up for this episode, which is the simple question. Which do you prefer? Cold and icy or wet and wind and very windy? Not just windy, but very windy. Just give an answer there. We'll see how many we get for that. What would you prefer, Brian?
I think there's no, like, and funny enough, I was only watching the Strava post coming into our Strava club over the last week, and like it was just, you could see it nearly coming. People actually started to enjoy the cold weather last week. I actually loved running in that once it was safe underfoot, but I actually think it's no better weather. You know, still and calm, but cold.
Yeah.
It's nice, you know, once you're warmed up, you have the proper gear. The wind and the rain, it's not, like no matter what you have on, and you can protect yourself to a certain degree, but you're going to get it, you know. I think the wind is the worst, actually. The wind, like even races, you know, we'd always say, if you can start dry, great. If it rains, so be it. But wind is probably the worst condition.
Yeah, the wind, I agree with you. Wind is definitely the worst. But look, answer the poll. We'll have an answer for next Sunday. I think we might try to see what we can do with polls. As a feature I found, I love it.
Yeah. The one thing I will add, though, it proves what a hardy bunch of runners are. Even myself, I dropped the son to training, his soccer training, indoors last week, and people were looking at me stupid going out running. No, I've dodged it a few days myself, I'll be honest. But like even yesterday, seeing some of the races that went on in various parts of the country, and I see a lot of people doing their long runs. I would guess we're preparing for the final weeks for Valencia, 20-mile long runs. I saw a video come in from people running in the dark along the Black Rock Walkway yesterday morning in horrendous conditions. And I was just watching, and other sports being cancelled as well all over the place. So runners are definitely a hardy bunch, and I think the last 7 days proved that.
But I also do think, like, and again, you come from, and I do touch it, and we'll touch it briefly, the 31-day challenge that we have set up. It's giving motivation to people to get out, and just to be, everyone got it out of the way early yesterday because, you know, I was obviously coming in the evenings. So I just think, look, well done again to everyone. You've now seen that we're going around the world, which is set ourselves a challenge of, which is 24,000 miles. But Brian, I was only thinking today, right, if we do 24,000 miles from where we are, we're going to end up back in Canada. But we have to get back to Ireland. At the moment we have about 9,000 miles, I think, in or something like that. So look, I just think it's good, it's enjoyable, it's fun. And we do have a new challenge for February, which we will be announcing probably next week, just beforehand. But
we have a place to stay in Canada if the worst comes to the worst. We know
exactly.
Over there, so we're not too bad.
We have a house to stay in, so we're okay. But look, well done to everybody again. Everything is slightly delayed. When people, we will be doing the competitions, we will be getting them out. But like, look, we had many things to do today, so we're behind ourselves. But look, people understand that. So I think we move on. Look, Brian, interview later on with Oisin Spillane. I know we've done this last week, so it was early in the week last week. So it was Vera Soshin. He's over in Kenya at the moment, sunning himself and training, but had a difficult first week over there with illness. So we could just have a chat about that. Oshin's a fabulous runner. Big things expected. I honestly believe that. I think he's going to be a serious talent in the future. He's already like, but really enjoyable interview. Really lovely fella. So make sure you listen to that in the later part of the episode.
Yeah,
And
I haven't heard it yet, so I'm even looking forward to it. But I think, like, if you're following the some of the better or more well-known runners within Ireland, there's a lot of them in Kenya at the moment. So I think it will be an interesting listen. So I'm looking forward to that one myself.
We touched on Kenya. We didn't go too much into Kenya, but we did obviously talk about it. But we covered a few different things with it. Obviously, he's big news where he's after signing for Tulsa as well. So we chat about that as well. So look, just one thing to note with the podcast and in the interviews and things like that. Look, we have received a couple of messages lately of people saying, that they don't like certain sections and stuff like that, and we totally understand that. But like one thing we will say is to these people, look, we appreciate feedback of all positive and negative feedback. But the great thing about a podcast is you can skip forward to the part that you like, which is the reason why we enjoy doing this format as well. I think is you can pick and choose which part of this episode you like. We used to do it before, Brian, and always put up a new thing what we where times are. Look at doing that again in the future, but look, at the moment, I just think we just scroll through. It's not that arduous to listen to our beautiful, angelic voices.
30 minutes normally is the news results and fixtures over the way, and then the second half. But just and again, we won't go on about. But very briefly, we did send out a poll last year and actually find out some people wanted more results because they don't read the results anymore. They like to listen to them on the go. Other people actually asked for more of our training. You'd think you'd heard enough of us, but actually, that was a big request actually to see more of our training and more talking about it. So you got to realize again, people who are listening to this podcast, there is loads of different levels. There's loads of different tastes. So look, it's not for everyone. Every section won't be for everybody. So as you said, it's not live. You can move forward to like the sections you like.
Okay, so we have winners of our Eagle AC competition last week, which is on the 18th of February at 11 a.m. In Carrigaline. And this competition will obviously thanks Eagle AC, but also Shoe Rescue. So the winners is no, I don't have a first name, so they
I
were a
think it's
winner on
Maeve,
the
is it?
Maeve Hamilton
I
and
think, yeah.
Rachel Hickey. So I tried to see if it is Maeve. I couldn't see your first name on it. So it's Maeve Hamilton and Rachel Hickey are the winners of the 5 mile entry, and they'll also receive a tub of Shoe Rescue each. Which I will make sure that Karen and Rory has at the start line for you. Not at the start line, obviously registration, so you can make sure you pick that up as well.
That's a seriously good prize now, though, isn't it? Like two entries to the Eagle AC, which is a great race, well organized race, and the Shoe Rescue product. But it, I think, I
Look,
think we're going good to people, really
we
are
are,
like.
and look, and we're going to continue it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just doesn't finish now. And look, this race obviously slightly is on this. It's same as Eagle in a way because it's on the same day. But I think they're very, very different races and in totally different areas. So I think they're totally different catchment. So that's the Donnerail 5K, which is also on the 18th of February. It's held by North Cork AC, and it is a very popular race. So there you can enter on eventmaster.ie. It's a 11 a.m. start also, and it's obviously in the beautiful Donnerail Wildlife Park. Down your neck of the woods, Brian.
Yeah, lovely,
I've
lovely.
never set foot inside Donnerail Park.
Well, we have to make a date, Damien. We're going to go there together, okay? Me and
Never,
you,
yeah,
holding hands, jogging through the meadows. Yeah. No,
So
it is a lovely spot to go running in. There's lovely trails around, a couple of kilometers of trails. The 5K itself, it's on both trail, kind of rough-ish terrain and tarmac at them as well. So a bit of everything. But overall, run like you don't have to wear trail runners or anything that normal runners would do it.
normal runners
Nice,
will do
lovely,
it.
challenging, slightly challenging course, but a nice 5K at the same time.
So again, the winners are going to receive a tub each of Shoe Rescue again, thanks to Eddie and all the staff at Shoe Rescue. They're putting this up for, I'm sorry, for the next 4 months. They're going to do it for every week. So every competition that we have going forward, in entries, you're going to be able to receive two tubs of Shoe Rescue as well, which will last about 6 months, Brian. So,
Yeah,
but look,
unbelievable.
unbelievable. But look, again, massive thank you to North Cork AC. Again, it's a Donnerail Park 5K on Sunday, the 18th of February. All entries again for those who do want to sign up for are on Eventmaster. So best of luck to North Cork, and all you need to do, again, same things, and this is very important, so people listen, okay? You need to like our page, you need to like Shoe Rescue's page, and you need to tag your running buddy. Now, if you do that on Facebook and then move to Instagram and do it again, you're entered into it twice. So, you know, do it both. So, but you have to like the page on each of them. You could do it on one and don't do it on the other, you're not entered, you're entered once. So make sure you do it. That's it. Simple as that. It's very straightforward. We have the link and all for you to like their page. Just press it and like, and that's it.
Too good. We're too good to people.
We're
And
good.
li listen to this, right? Coming up on top of that, right? Coming up in the coming weeks, we have entries to the Kinsale 10 miler, the Killarney Valley AC 5 miler, the Mount Hilary AC 5 miler in Bantyre, the Boyne 5K, the Talla AC, I think it's a 5K as well, is it?
Okay,
Talla,
yeah.
AC. Yeah. And you will be delighted to hear that the Rebel Diamond League, which kicks off this year, which is the races between Mount Hilary AC, Drumahan Roadrunners, Wean, Trailblazers, and Buttervent is giving away actually entries to all four races. So that's going to be entries to the complete series, two entries per race. So more on that as well coming up. So I just think like this
And I
is,
have another rest, Course
and you have another
ENC
one,
and
course
Course ENC
CSEs.
as
Yeah.
well. The 5 miler down in the beautiful Kinsale area as well. So look, lads, we have
My
plenty of
God.
options. And again, we do encourage races. If they do want to get out, just give us a message. We are more than happy to help everybody out. There is obviously no charge for any of this. It's you like we just ask people if they want to give a competition, just so that people will have the chance to enjoy your race. And like a couple of people, they tend to be races that a lot of people might not want, might have not in their mind, end up doing, and then would keep on going back and back and back to these races over the years. So, you know, I just think it is a great way. We have a few things in our minds to help with our featured fixtures as well coming, you know, in the future, which we're going to be looking at. One of them is going to be starting next day or two, which is going to be a blog on how to organize a race and how to run a race. And our first people who are going to do that is Karen and Rory,
Now,
from
better couple.
EagleAC, who are going to give us a breakdown of the first few months of the build up, like so just about a month out from the race, what has the work has gone in behind the whole scene and stuff like that. I will have that in my hands apparently, I think tomorrow, which is probably Tuesday. We will be putting that out roughly on Wednesday or Thursday, once the lads send it on to me. But we're also like Brian, I know we have a few exciting things coming up with you, with your training and blogs. We have a new blog starting by Martin O'Leary as well. We also have a number of new blogs which are all going on to our website, which I think is, you know, we're, this is what we want to do. I think it's Elaine as well. Elaine O'Brien has a new blog for us as well. Anybody has any interest in writing for us, for the website, doing videos for our YouTube channel, anything like that, please don't be afraid to ask us, and we're more than happy to help you, in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm actually really looking forward to Karen and Rory's thing because I think a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of blogs out there from runners, but I just noticed from my own experience what goes on behind the scenes in organizing races, some people will not believe. And I know Karen and Rory, in fairness, they're two of the most respected race organizers in Cork. The detail they'll go to, this, I think this will be very interesting. I'm looking
Yeah,
forward to reading that myself.
so that should be good. Now we're going to move on here because we have a bit to cover. So this is a name we haven't mentioned in ages. Radisha Adelecki sets yet again two new national records.
We haven't mentioned her in ages because she took a break, in fairness, so
Yeah,
that's the only reason.
mentioned her ages. 60 meters, 7 seconds, 7.15 seconds. And then decided to go to 200 meters and to run 22.49 seconds for the 200 meters. This was in New Mexico. So it lowered, I think both of them were actually by 0.3 of a second, I think, if my memory serves me correct,
Yeah.
off roughly both times. But good God, 2024 is starting fast.
Second, I think second fastest time in the
Correct.
world, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
As I was thinking about yesterday, actually, when I was here on this break, you know, like, even when you think about the 60 meters event, how long does it, like, it's 7 seconds, right? 7.15 seconds from getting off the blocks. Like, you wonder how long does it take them to get actually into stride? How much of
Yeah.
that 7 seconds is actually, you know, I'm up, I'm running, no, I'm sprinting, like, you
Yeah.
know,
Oh no, it's like you see them,
right?
like you see
It's
them to try to stop as well. Do you know what I mean? Because it's
yeah,
like
but
it's
it's so explode. I think if I tried that, I'd probably pull three hamstrings off the blocks. I'd say,
and
it's
probably
so
take about two
explode.
people out on the way as well.
Yeah.
That is. I don't know if you saw any of the Athletics Ireland stream this weekend of the indoors, which was very, very, very interesting. They set up actually this new post reaction to races, which I actually found very interesting, Brian. So what they done was after the race, they brought the winners back into, you know, an area, had a big screen, and they were able to watch the race back and chat about the race itself. So like that, like, you know, you could say, right, what was your starting blocks like, and you know, where you caught up to full speed, and they had the reaction. I actually just thought it was a really, really good way just to kind of give people a taste of what's going through people's minds and, you know, thought process and the slightly longer distances and things like that. And I just want to say, look, I think it's a really good approach by Athletics Ireland, and it's kind of more stuff like that. I think that will definitely help push it to a bit more mainstream as well, and for people to have that bit of interest. And I mean, this is for everyday runners, because there's a lot of runners who just don't have as much interest in track, you know, to watch it, and that's just the facts of it, you know.
Yeah, and look, it's it does. Hopefully, the media gets behind it this year because look, it's a good year for athletics with the Olympics ahead, and there's a great opportunity to maybe win a few people over this year again with people like Rashida and others as well. So,
Yeah.
let's hope that the mainstream news channel or sports channels etc. get behind it and other media as well.
Yeah, and look, it is very good, in fairness to it.
Yep.
Also, Fiona Everard, who is a stalwart on the running scene as well, was spotted over in the fields of Parliament Hill in London, and finishing 10th overall in a really tough course. That's a really high finish and a really strong finish from her. Fiona just carrying on the cross country prowess that she has, and just showing how her strength. So well done to Fiona, spotted over there as well. But I think that's the news. Roundup was quite weak, the news front.
Yeah.
I think it is even quieter on the results front, I think, Brian. But we move on
Great
to our
front. Yeah.
results section, which is sponsored obviously by Wellbeing Coffee of Glanmire and Neptune. Why not give them a shout or join, lads, the running group, right? Which I am leading, one of the leaders in it.
You must be turning people away, I'd say,
I'm
yeah.
telling you, I've
Do they know what
really
they're
enjoyed
doing?
it. Really enjoyed it the last couple of weeks. Actually, we cancelled it. It was cancelled yesterday, but I enjoyed it the first week. It was really enjoyable, I must say, last Wednesday. So do come down and have a nice cup of tea or coffee or hot chocolate and have a chat, and it's all very good. So thanks to
Brilliant.
Wellbeing for that. Now, Ryan, we'll start off in our own home area, with the Cork BHA. Do you want to cover the results there for that?
Yeah, in biblical, what looked like biblically, I know probably the worst of it wasn't out yet, but I saw some video footage there. And first, Donal Coakley had a great video there. He was shouting abuse at people as they're running towards the 4K mark. But yeah, great 267 runners. Brave the elements. I should have been 268, but I did pull out. But so first home there, a former guest, Benlee Smith, in an unbelievable time of 15:35, followed by so close behind Owen O'Connor, 15:36. Owen, a friend of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, big friends of the show,
Big
yeah.
friend of the show. And James Hayes, 15:38. That was incredible running. 15:35, 15:36, 15:38. So that was
Now,
Ben, Owen, and James.
they're both trained by Ken Nason, all right? And I need to ask
Yeah.
Ken this question, because I actually saw in the results that Ben is put down as a temporary reg. So I'm just asking this question of, does that mean he actually won, as in did he get first place because he's temporary reg, or have the BHA changed the rules?
Not
Because
sure.
as far as I know, before you weren't, and that's just
He's first home in the race, but he's not entitled to be first in
first
terms
in the
of.
prizes then, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
the way it works. Yeah, but like again, I saw the video footage. There was a serious pack
Oh,
together at
brilliant pack,
4K.
yeah.
Like it wasn't just there was eight or nine runners in that pack together, But like, it's rarely you'd see that, I think, in
Yeah.
any race, you know.
Oh, the top 8 or 9 were literally sub 16, and they were all, flying at very close race.
I think it's a wish, like even for myself, like, you know, it's a wish that you have for any race that you have a group in contention with a couple of 100 meters to go. And that looked, I would love to see the finish of that actually. In the ladies event, again, a woman or two that we've never mentioned here before,
Or three.
or three, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they come up quite regularly. So Michelle Kenny was first home there from the Department of Education in 1823. Breda Gaffney, first, or sorry, second home in 1859 from Avondhu, and third home there was Linda O'Connor from Musgraves in 1934. So it's three very strong, and again, the conditions were quite, you know, I know you had wind at your back, but it's never the same as the wind in your face. So they had a bit of a blast going there. So well done to everybody, the whole 267 participants, and again, in particular as well, anybody who still was a volunteer yesterday, I think, needs a special recognition as well. So well done to everybody there.
Yeah, exactly. And then short, not too far away was the Cloyne Commons 4K with John Speedman from East Cork winning in 13:05, with Trevor Cummings from Ballymore Cove in second in 13:15, and Keith Kelly from Youghal AC in third place in 13:38. In the ladies, Rebecca McEvoy from St Finbarr's AC in 15:07 took the win. Sinead Falvey from Middleton AC in the time of 16:34 in second, and Abigail Duggan from Middleton AC as well in a time of 16:46 coming in third. So well done to everyone who also took part in that.
4K is an unusual one, isn't it?
4K, yeah, but it's a very good race. I will say
Good
that much because they
series,
have a
yeah.
series, and it is a good series, and I do actually enjoy it. And it's the same course, and you can gauge your fitness throughout the block of it every month, which I think is nice as well with that. So, Brian, we move to IMRA. So, Mags from IMRA has sent us a little voice note. So, over to you, Mags.
The race report from IMRA Glengarry Woods race on the 27th of January with 84 runners. This is the third race in the Winter Spring Munster League. The races went ahead in a calm window of weather before the arrival of Storm Isha. The winners of the long course, 7.2 kilometres, were female Fay O'Riordan, Barbara Gill, Helen O'Callaghan. Male Marcus Bishop, Nick Hogan, Liam Sheehy. The winners of the short course, 3.4 kilometres, were female Emily McIlvenny, Ella Gayson, and Melanie Bouchard. Male Dean Mangan Williams, Conor McIlvenny, and Jerry Power. Thanks to the RDs Gavin Roach and Elaine Collins and the fabulous volunteers for a really great trail race today.
Yeah, so well done again to Mags' report there, and well done to everybody who ran in the Glengarra Woods this weekend. Tough up there in the trails as well.
Yeah, Jonathan ventured out there for his first IMRA race,
I saw that, yeah.
and seemed to love it. I do think IMRA is good fun, and I will say that much. I just think it's a very close knit, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's just a very different vibe around it. So Jonathan actually, in fairness, has all only but good words to say about both the race and about IMRA as well. So well done to everybody who took part.
Yeah, and with that, now we'll move further up the field. So we'll go to Lindy Naughton, who has all the results in action from the east side of the country this weekend.
Despite being warned by weathermen to cower under our beds, 321 doughty souls turned up at Avondale Forest Park Rathdrum for the Leinster Masters and Intermediate Cross Country Championships on Sunday. As anyone who has ever run at Avondale knows all too well, the course is, to say the least, undulating. Add to that gusting winds and driving rain, and you have a day that we suspect will live long in the memories of its survivors. Winner of the men's Masters 6 kilometre race was Dublin champion Paul Stevenson of Rathfarnham WSAF. Stevenson finished over half a minute clear of Paul Mitchell from Tullamore Harriers, with Forbann's Mick Fogarty third. In a closely fought team competition, Raheemy Shamrock, who had lost out to Rathfarnham WSAF at the Dublin Championships, avenged that defeat when beating Rathfarnham by a single point. A distant third was claim. First in the shorter M65 race was Tommy Payne of Tinryland, with mountain running specialist Martin MacDonald of Ballyroan, Abileaks and District second. Tinryland took the team title ahead of Rathfarnham. In the women's race, Kate Purcell of Raheemy Shamrock, runner-up in the Dublin Championships behind Maria McCambridge, came out on top, with Laura MacDonald of Rathfarnham WSAF, who had finished third in Dublin, the runner-up. Raheemy took the team title ahead of Newbridge and host club Slieve Coolan. in the intermediate races, Áine Burke of St Coca's won the women's race, with Dublin City Harriers pair Aislinn Moorhouse and Kristen Scollard second and third. Civil Service Harriers, led by Laura Cullen in fourth place, took the team title, the club's first such victory in quite a few years. Welcome back, Civil Service. In a closely fought men's inter-race, Kian MacDonald of Ballyroan, Abilix and District, son of Martin, held off Orrin O'Hare of DCH to take the title. DCH proved best of the teams, with Liffey Valley second and Mullingar Harriers third. Indoors, and as is so often the case these days, the Irish Athletics performance of the weekend came from Talla's own Rashida Adeleke, who broke her Irish 60-metre and 200-metre records in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Saturday. Adeleke, a 400-metre specialist, don't forget, won the 60 metres in 7:15 seconds and then ran 22.49 in the 200 metres. However, with her ambitions firmly fixed on the 400 metres at the Paris Olympics, she may well bypass the World Indoors in Glasgow, taking place in March. Elsewhere, Ireland's top-ranked male sprinter, Israel Olatunde of UCD, was in the Czech Republic on Saturday, running a time of 6:76 for 60 metres, which puts him top of the current Irish rankings. In Dortmund, Germany, comeback kid Sophie Becker of Rohini Shamrock ran a time of 54.09 for the 400 metres, while in Wales, Killian Kerwin, also Rohini Shamrock, won the men's 800 metres A race in a time of 1:51.27 at the BMC indoor meet in Cardiff on Sunday. Finally, and back outdoors in grim weather conditions, Brian Hutchinson, a law lecturer in UCD, finished 10th in the annual Spine Ultra Race along the Pennine Way, which starts in England and ends in Scotland. Hutchinson on Friday completed the 268-mile distance in 103 hours, 41 minutes. Previous winner and Spine regular Ian Keith finished 16th in just over 116 hours. Race winner was British ultra runner Jack Scott in a new course record time of, wait for it, 72 hours, 55 minutes and 5 seconds. And that's it for this week, folks. Good luck in Rohini for anyone running.
Okay, thanks a million there, Lindy, again. There's hope that we might have Lindy on again soon, actually, not next week or the week after, but in the coming weeks there. We're hoping to do a Dublin Athletics special at some stage as well. So we'll keep you posted about that. Lindy obviously is PRO for the Dublin Athletics Board as well. So I know when she was on last time around, she proved very popular. So, and she did say to me, she was out at a few races recently where people came over to her and spoke to her about her input to the Runner's Diary as well. So again, thanks to Lindy. It's great to get her experience and knowledge on our podcast as well. So very much appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that is all the results covered. So we'll move to our featured fixtures.
First one up there is the Clonakilty 5 mile road race, and that takes place next weekend coming. So again, we're recording on the 22nd. So that's coming up on the 28th of January. It's a new race. It's on at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 28th, and it's at the Clonakilty Park Hotel, the Clonakilty 5 miler, in aid of Cancer Connect and the Irish Red Cross.
I think we would be silly to not mention the competition winner of the Clonakilty 5 miler. From, was it?
No, he won it fair and square.
He won it fair, but that's the whole thing.
Is it Jog for All? Is it
Jog for All? So we Jog for All, Martin, I think, wasn't it? Won it.
Yeah.
And we got a message when the episode was released by, as he's now friendly known as our good friend Graham,
yes,
saying that you do realise that he is the race organiser of said Clonakilty 5 mile race. So we have agreed that he tagged a couple of people so he can hand the tickets to these to people who did tag in it. But it just goes, look, it's just pure and utter random. And that is the thing. We haven't a clue. The name's going to the draw that we do it, and the names are called out. And so if you enter the competition, you're going to be entered into the draw. And so, no, I actually laughed. It did make me laugh an awful lot when it happened. But anyway, so good luck to all in that, and good luck to Martin and Job for All as well with that as well. Our next race is one that is obviously our competition from last week, which is the 35th annual Tommy E. Ryan Carrigaline 5 mile race on the 18th of February at 11 a.m. held by Eagle AC. And really nice race, really enjoyable track. Honest, hard working, but I actually think it is a very fair race. So I do encourage people to go out and have a lash off it for a good bloat.
Yeah, next one is this week's competition. So again, that's with North Cork AC, and that's at Donnerail Park. Sorry, it's in Donnerail Park, and it's a 5K there, and that's on Sunday the 18th of February as well. So again, check out North Cork AC for more details on that. Great race, as I said, in a lovely location as well.
Yeah, exactly. The next one is the Kinsale 10 mile, which takes place on Sunday the 25th at 12 p.m. So it's hosted by River Stick, Kinsale Athletic Club and the Kinsale community. Beautiful surroundings of Kinsale and on a really PB, course. So it's a net downhill. So it's the last 5 miles is actually a net downhill. So you have a really good chance for a 10 mile PB on this. And for a 10 mile course, €25 for a race t-shirt as well is not bad going either.
No, good value for money there, and a good time for 10 mile road races, as a lot of people's favorite distance that time of the year. Another one, we keep going, so not too far away from there. The Courses AC 5 mile road race takes place on Sunday, the March the 10th at 9:30 a.m. I think that takes in some of the Gary Lucas Beach as well. So again,
Correct,
a bit of an
yeah.
unu yeah, a bit of an unusual. I think it was first year last year, and it was a great success.
Very
So
good, yeah.
yeah, so we got good feedback. It was a competition last year as well. So again, it's a looped 5 mile course taking in the back roads and main roads between Ballinspittle and Gary Lucas Beach near the old head of Kinsale, lovely part of the country.
Yeah,
So we'll have more
exactly.
of that one anyway. We'll have more details on all these ones as well, but more on that one coming up. So that's the
Yeah.
Courcy AC 5 miler on Sunday, March the 10th,
Two
but we have
more.
more.
Two
Yeah.
more. Two more. Talla AC annual 5K road race takes place on Patrick's Day. So the 17th of March at 10 a.m. So every all entrants will receive a lovely t-shirt. And look, it's open to everybody to get out and run. It's a great, Patrick's Day and deserve your few Irish beers after it, have to be done like. So cash prizes for first male and female and prizes for juniors. So look, it's a no-brainer to get out again. And for every entry they make a donation to a chosen charity as well, which is a lovely little touch as well. So that is the Talla AC annual 5K race on the 17th of March.
And we go to Kerry next. It's the Killarney Valley AC Streets of Killarney 5 mile road race, and that takes place on Good Friday, which is an interesting day. People will be able to get there hopefully at 6 p.m. So 6 p.m. on Good Friday, the 29th of March. Definitely want to look out if you're in that part of the world. It's a new race as well, I think, isn't it? It's another new race. There's a lot of new
Yes,
races this year.
so that's
And
our
a few
feature
more,
fixture.
without going into them in detail, we have the Rebel Series. So we have the Bantayre 5 miler as well from Mount Hilary. And again, we'll put up more details on that and the other races in that series as well. But we have an awful lot coming up in the coming weeks. So we'll make sure we'll give you plenty of notice on all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Look, and that is our featured fixtures, and now we move to our interview with Oisin Splann, which is obviously thanks again to Shoe Rescue, who sponsors the interview. As we said earlier, Oisin, lovely fella. Look, sit back, enjoy the interview. It's worth a listen, and we'll catch you on the other side. So I'm delighted this week to be joined by Oisin Splann of Ennis Track Club. Ennis, Oisin, how are you?
Good now. Thanks for having me on, Damien. It's great to be on.
You're sunning yourself at the moment over in the running capital of the world, Kenya. How's that trip so far been for you?
Good, yeah. It's nice to escape the January weather. I think January is always a tough one, like for training at home. So yeah, it's nice. I've been out here since the first, so and leaving the 26th, so a nice kind of bit of a block. It's a bit rough actually start. Two of us caught strep throat on the travel, so it's actually bedridden for most of the first week we were out here. But got into things nicely there last week, and yeah, just it's good to be back healthy, and yeah, great group of Irish over here as well. Like,
Yeah,
so
you've
no
like
shortage of
an
company for the
you've
runs,
a
it's great.
massive group at the moment out there in Ferris. And how would you find adjusting now, like with the pace and everything like that? Obviously, even this morning out, I just happened to look at your Strava, and just for people, for example, of I think you went out for 9 miles this morning. You were about 7:30
Yeah.
pace. Like 7:30 pace to you is like cushy, but I would presume it's a lot harder over there.
Yeah, definitely. I think this morning was one run, so I noticed like starting to feel a lot better. Like, because I kind of just did my first harder session there last Friday, so that would have been day maybe 12 or so. And a bit later, maybe in some of the lads doing the first session because I was sick and stuff. But yeah, I think that kind of gave you a bit of a kick up the arse, I suppose, to kind of get moving, and it's made the jogging feel a bit easier now. But
Yeah.
last week, yeah, geez, to be running 7:30 pace, like, and it just felt like a lot harder
No
than that,
dogging on
especially with the
it.
heart rate and stuff. But yeah, starting to adjust now, and still together about a week and a half, so like get some more work in here, it'd be good.
Perfect. We'll come back to that again in a minute. What we're going to do is we always start with everybody's want to do a little rapid fire, or well, as we say now, as our not so rapid fire questions. I'm going to blast the match there and shout your answer. So road, trail, treadmill or track?
I would say probably a mix of road and trail. It's nice to, especially like up here, we're kind of running on a lot of the trail loops and stuff. It's nice to kind of jump for the easier runs, just kind of keep the surface a bit softer, and like you can afford to do a bit more mileage, like in the body, it's kind of not as hard.
And also the pace is not as important, which
Yeah,
is a big
just
one.
kind of run easy.
Yeah. Favorite shoe brand?
I go with Nike. I'm kind of trying position a little bit to On now, just wearing a bit of a couple of their shoes for just
Okay.
mileage and stuff, but still for sessions and racing and stuff, like you'd wear the
Yeah.
Dragonflies on the track.
Miles or kilometers?
I'm old school now, I'd be a miles man.
Ah, gee, and you're really young for that. No, that's great to see.
It's
Great to see. Right.
the
Yeah, that's it. I agree with you.
only
Who is the most famous person in your phone list?
Gee, I suppose if we're talking the running world, probably Michael Smith. I actually
Yeah.
did a exchange semester there and over in NAU in Flagstaff.
Okay.
Would have been 2022 now, August to Christmas there. So met him a couple of times and managed to get the number. So I suppose that's a cool enough one to have
That's a nice one
in
to
your back
have.
pocket.
Favorite distance?
Just suppose I have to go with probably the 5K. It's kind of pretty universal, like a decision. I've got park runs and 5K road races, and it's a nice one, right? It's like on the track, it's definitely a lot harder, but you can't be rocking up to a good old 5K road race, something like that
And
now.
you could do a couple of week if you wanted to, do you know what I mean? It's not like a
Yeah.
half marathon, 10 mile, where you have to target one every so often. Definitely. No, this is probably an obvious answer right now. Do you prefer training in hot or cold?
No, I'd have to be the hot now. I'm looking at the
Yeah.
forecast. I'm getting sent a forecast from back home, and I'm not complaining now. I've been out here, right?
Yeah, I literally dropped the car off to get service this morning, and I ran back to the house, and my hands were frozen solid. I forgot my gloves, and they were frozen. Jeez, I was like, "That'll hang her over in 10 years." Morning or evening runner?
A lot of time out here now, it's both, but I suppose for just an easy run, I'd like to get done in the morning, but I tend to kind of feel a bit better for a session at that kind of in the evening time, John. You might go for a shakeout in the morning, or if you've been kind of awake and eating and stuff all day, then you feel a bit better for a session in the evening. But
Yeah.
yeah, that's kind of how I go.
Right, the last couple. So, three people you would like to have a meal or a drink with. It can be anything, doesn't have to be sports.
Think go with, and is this we're all sitting down now, the four of us, like
We're
me and
all
three
sitting
other
down,
people at
just
once,
having a
or is it just
chat. Yeah, just having
now
a
this one?
chat. They could be dead or alive, as he said to some people.
I think go with maybe David Goggins, Jurgen Klopp, and we go. Can't think of a third, but I think David
That's all
Goggins
right.
and
Yeah,
Jurgen Klopp
two
would
would
be
be
a
good enough, I
dynamic
think.
duo. Yeah.
Yeah, you to be the smile is me big anyway there, that much is for sure. And two more, favorite book or movie?
Yeah, I think talking sport, and I like David Goggins' book called Can't Hurt Me. It was kind of one of the first sort of sporting books like that that I read, and I think like he's definitely a bit of a cracked individual, like, but it was a great read, like, kind of just different insight, like, into that sort of mentality, like, you know.
100% is, yeah. He's definitely ever I've read. It's one of the few books I've actually ever read, and he is just
Yeah.
bananas. But you need that personality to be what he is, to be fair to him. And the last one, if you could take the place of another person in their greatest sporting moment, what would it be?
Yeah, I think, geez, for going recent, I'd say probably Messi in the World Cup
Oh, there
there.
you go. You see,
It's
you see.
2022 now, but, like,
Oh no, it could be any time.
yeah.
It could be any time.
Yeah.
Brian, in fairness, when Packy Bonner back in when in the World Cup when he saved the penalty against Romania. So like, no,
Yeah.
I think he was well 30 years old when that happened because he's so old. But he remembers that quite well. We don't remember that all that well. So perfect, right, Jose? We start obviously. I think there's only one place to start, and that is we people might have seen the great news for yourself. You signed a scholarship with Tulsa. How did that come about? And obviously it was great to get that call.
Yeah, 100%, definitely. It's great to have that kind of in the back pocket now, like, going into the season now. But yeah, I suppose it started back in August there. Just before college started up again, I was kind of thinking, like, going into final years, like, hoping to chase the running thing a little bit longer. And you've seen a lot of lads from Ireland going out on the postcard there over the last few years. So yeah, just kind of emailed five or six places, just went onto our site, found coach emails and things, and kind of just wrote up a generic thing and copy paste changed the name of the coach or whatever, but then if I knew a bit about it, but got a few responses then, a few didn't reply, I suppose if they didn't reply it's their loss at this stage. But
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
yeah, I think Taylor Gully is the coach out in Tulsa, the head of the men's setup up there, and he was actually one of the first to reply to me. So we just kind of set up a call in. And I had a call with him then, I think just before I went back to college. And yeah, just kind of keeping in touch then on WhatsApp. And kind of had after nationals and stuff then, and Eurocross, I kind of had a couple of other offers, the likes of Tennessee and Loyola as well. But yeah, just kind of just from talking to the lads, like the likes of Cormac Dalton and Micheál Power and stuff, over the last few years, like that have gone out there, it just seems like a good blueprint. Like, it's a bit of a smaller school, you know, so it's kind of easier to probably put the head down, lock in, and just seems like a great setup. Like, so I said just before Christmas then, it was after Euros that Taylor pulled out the full offer then, like, to come for 2 years. So I
Oh,
just kind
good.
of thought about it and talking over with family and coaches and stuff, and just kind of accepted it then just before Christmas. And yeah, I suppose people were like admin people and all that were off over Christmas, so I just got it done there last week then. Yeah, it was great to it's great to have in the back pocket, like, because you're kind of you're not going into season now saying, oh, I need to run X time or do this. It's kind of just kick on now and I have it coming, so.
And then you have the excitement, obviously, of fingers crossed and everything like that, of running NCAAs and all these kind of things, which is just that added bonus, and it just gives you that next level, really, that you need to reach for.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think, like, if you wanna make it, like, these days going through the NCAA is like no brainer if you have the opportunity. Like, you've seen lads like likes of lads I mentioned and others as well, like from Ireland, and they've gone through it like for 2 years or more and come out the other side like on a whole nother level. So
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
it's
Yeah.
nearly, I suppose it's not technically a professional setup, but geez, like, it's not far off it.
No.
The times that have been run, like, to win it and the level at the cross country and stuff, like, it's just nuts. So yeah, it's
And
great to have the
as you
opportunity to
said
go and
there,
run there now.
you kind of relied a bit on like people over there were like Micheál, who's been on the show before, and like I know Micheál, and Micheál is one that lives and breathes running. He's just a fanatic, and like to get his seal of approval for it, just shows how good obviously it is over there.
Yeah, definitely. Like, John was a big decision. I kind of didn't take it lightly, but, like, when you had the likes of Micheál and Cormac was over at the European Cross as well there in Brussels, it was kind of chatting to him at that and even afterwards as well. So just to get the insight from the likes of them that have gone in. Obviously, I had a very decent level before they went in, but like, sort of gone to a whole nother level now.
Yeah, and when are you starting now over there?
I'm not sure exact date yet, but towards the end of August, usually when school starts there, so probably middle end of August, probably head over.
Right, and when you head a trip over there beforehand to see anything, or will you just go over blind?
I think we're going over blind at this stage because I think maybe January might have been an opportunity to do it. But obviously, I'm over here training, so and just with the long travel and stuff, and you'd be training and racing. I think, just head over there in August now.
No, delighted for you. And actually, was genuinely like, I was thrilled when I actually saw it. I was like, "Oh, great!" I said, it's just perfect timing because we just asked you to come on, and all, so it's all brilliant. But no, look, all the best with that. And you know, I do think it's going to just bring you to the next level, which you know, you're on that way anyway. But we're going to take it back now a little bit, and we'll reverse it back to obviously your. How you started into running. I remember in 2019, I was at the Cork City Sports and I got a nudge from an ex-coach of mine, and I think your ex-coach as well, and said, "Look, this fella, he's going to be good." And you finished, I think, third in the day, and you progressed, you know, unbelievably between now and then. Was it always running, or was there other sports involved with it, or has it been running from day one?
So I suppose I started running just back in, I suppose, about 2016 now. My mom, it was actually just before that, I was kind of started hopping into schools cross country a bit, and just because a few of the lads were going down and the track then and stuff, and you get a day out off school, like, and I suppose that would have been second year then, in secondary school. But yeah, I was playing. Played a bit of rugby up to about under 16 level, and I played Gaelic football as well for a couple of years, and under 14, under 16 as well. But I suppose I started getting into running was that, and then that summer of 2016, my mom said take me down to, she used to do the park run on Saturday morning. I started going down and got out of bed like on a Saturday morning, half nine, it's nice to go down and do something. And I suppose, I just kind of kept progressing each week. I think I got down to about just in 19 minutes or something that summer. I was just kind of kept it up and kept up the rugby and football as well. And it was off in the morning, I go down to the park run, and then you have a rugby game as well, like straight after it, up to that. But I suppose it was coming into the following season then, I kind of started doing a bit and just kind of progressing. And it was in transition year, I kind of decided to give the rugby and football the kick and said, I think I can kind of be decent this running thing. And I suppose when you're coming to that age as well, you kind of need to pick one, like if you want to be really good at like so and then it was the actually the end of 2017 I met, I suppose you should get ex-coach as well, John Starrett, Staza, people might know him as, but he's actually out here as well. I was just talking about half an hour ago, he's out in Kenya as well. But met him at a road race there in Tralee, I think around about 17:30 or something, 5K. And I didn't have any coach, I was just kind of winging it, just like going down to trainings and stuff. And then he took me on, and it's great. He coached me to the end of school then. And as you said, the progression even there, just kind of steady progression each year. Just running schools cross country and clubs and a bit of track and just enjoying it really. Then I think it was that day at Cork City Sports around nine. It was 9:08 or 9:07 or something like that for the 3K. And then kind of kicked on, obviously, COVID then in 2020. It's kind of a good opportunity to put the head down, just get some mileage in. But I wasn't even doing mad mileage. Still haven't even really. I think I was just doing maybe, locked the graph out, it was 40, 45 miles a week. But it was the first time doing sort of bigger sessions, slightly longer tempo runs and stuff. And I suppose then went off to start in UL then, September 2020, and moved from John to Rory Chester, who's still coaching me now. His first kind of time training with the group. And even though it was COVID and stuff, there was still a few of us about, but
But training with the group as well, it's a big difference as well too, doesn't it? It just makes that everything just a fraction bit easier. You know, just getting out the door when you know there's two or three lads out with you, and you just go out and do it, and you've the chats a small bit and everything like that, and distracts the mileage.
definitely, yeah, because She's even looking back now. I don't know how I used to train like by myself so much in school. Like go out and do laps of the mountaintop pitches in the dark, like on my headlamp or something, like after doing after school study. And like looking back now, I'm like, geez, I was nuts. But it was good to keep that up because then I was at a decent level heading into the group. And yeah, like as you said, like even having in first year, just a few of us like that were around with, in between the COVID restrictions stuff. But yeah, like it was just brings it to another level. Like, because you get first kind of experience of just sitting in and you don't even feel the session going by. Like,
And
yeah,
how did
and
you find
then
college life, as in like did that balance between college and training, obviously at a higher intensity? Was it kind of like, was it early mornings, evenings, or fit it in whatever you can?
yeah, I suppose first year was kind of strange for us because we're mostly online with COVID and stuff. So training wasn't it wasn't too bad to fit into training, right? You kind of do it whenever. But yeah, I suppose doing business in UL, just major in economics and finance in final year now. But yeah, I suppose I wouldn't say it's the most like intense course in a way. Like it's definitely coming towards the exam times and assignments and stuff, you'd have to put the head down. But it's definitely conducive to being able to still train like at a decent level. So
And do you have like a weekly training, which I say with the we take it to college for now? Would you have set like session Tuesday, session Thursday, long run Saturday or Sunday, or was it kind of a mixture each week?
yeah, so usually we'd session on a Wednesday and a Saturday, and then we'd do a long run on Sunday. So the weekend is kind of heavily loaded, but you have a bit more time to kind of recover and stuff over the weekend. So, and yeah, then in UL, in terms of the college training, we just do a Monday group run. It's just an easy run. And then we'd have the session on a Wednesday. Yeah, I think the Monday group run is a great thing actually, because like, for newcomers to the sport or like, stuff like it's not like you're coming down all the time thinking, oh, this is going to be hard or whatever. It's just go for a run and we have a route kind of around the bank in Limerick and come back in then. And you could be doing, people be flipping at 20 minutes or people might do the full loop, which is about an hour loop. So it's great. And yeah, I think we'd numbers dropped slightly in the winter, but like start of the semester there, I think one day, Monday evenings, we'd 42 people like coming out for an easy run. So it was amazing.
And again, it's that distraction. I just because I think, especially coming off a weekend of high intensity of Saturday and Sunday, and for that easy run, the motivation can sometimes be a bit lowish in it. When you go out to that big group again, all of a sudden you just go, all right, now you get that, the buzz from the whole lot of it again, and that carries you through for the rest of the week nearly.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great start to the week, and I'd even go out for like 4 or 5 miles myself in the morning on a Monday usually, and like it's much easier to come back then for the second run, like coming into the group, and you don't feel the miles ticking by at all. Like, it's great.
And so you were with Tralee Harriers, isn't it? And then recently you moved to Ennis Track Club. Why the move?
Yeah, so I suppose yeah, I was with Tralee Harriers up till the transfer there in August 2022 over to Ennis. I suppose ever since I came into UL, Rory's the Ennis man, like he was probably slightly planting the seed like a bit for it to happen at some stage. But yeah, I suppose it was my own decision, like definitely when I did move, because I think the Tralee Harriers, like there's just not. It wasn't too much. It's a great juvenile club, kind of, that kind of way. But then the transition into the senior rank is a bit sort of support, maybe just wasn't kind of there. And it's just even getting to race and stuff, I'd be going myself. And it's kind of the only like distance runner, I suppose, in the club. Like there's a few of the sprinters, like lads who were in Mountalk with me as well. But yeah, it was mainly just myself. And even as said, I was coached by John throughout school as well, so I was never really coached like within the club. I just kind of, I suppose in Ireland, like everyone knows, you need to be affiliated with the club to race nationals or monsters, things like this. And yeah, it was just kind of when I was training with the lads that are from Ennis in Limerick and stuff, and I've been going out to Ennis as well on weekends and stuff training. Felt like I was much a part of them as it was truly like. So I said we could kind of. And as I got older as well, I was kind of staying up in Limerick more like on weekends and stuff and heading out there for training, and it's only 30, 40 minutes out the road, and like we have a great group there, like the likes of like Rory, my coach, is still tipping away. Like he's already out, he'll keep running all the races till he can't anymore, I'd say. But then we've got the likes of Mark Hanrahan and Ryan Murphy and the Caseys and other young fellas coming through as well. Like, so I was like, we can have a great team here for cross country and road relays and stuff. And yeah, so just kind of pull the trigger then. I think the membership is about half the price as well, for like a lot more facilities and stuff than we'd have done truly as well. So
And as a
just a
Scot
no-brainer, really.
as a college student, these things are very important as well, you see. You know, the half that extra
Definitely,
couple of
yeah.
euros is always is worthwhile. But no, look, it is a star-studded team, and you know, like many of them obviously have represented Ireland in Euroclass and you know, everything like that. So like it's look, I know it's never a no-brainer, obviously, but I think just for you and your situation, it became a bit of a no-brainer to join with the lads, join with the club anyway, sorry. And you know, have a better chance of success for, as a team.
Yeah,
So
100%. Like, I think just, sorry, go on.
no, I was just about to say Eurocross then obviously when we go to the team aspect of it. How was that experience?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I think, yeah, like the weekend in Brussels was a great trip. I'd been on the team for the Celtics there before 2022, which is a bit more of a low key thing, like, but I think that bit of experience probably stood to me to an extent, like, you know, coming in, but like you're across a whole another level. Like we went races on Sunday the 10th of December, we went over on the Thursday night, and I think like it was nice to just have those couple of days to, some people might have thought, oh, it's a bit long to be waiting around, but I really enjoyed the trip, like to just kind of settle in, like, and somewhere in the team hotel and you see all the other athletes like going around and your buffet food, like everything covered, like it was great. And just chatting to the lads, like you've been on multiple teams, like, you know, the likes of Brian Fay and Cormac as well. And yeah, I suppose coming to the race then, it was the Saturday, we went for a shakeout around the course and we were thinking like, geez, it's not too bad. Definitely you could see that it would cut up, like, and it was twisty, turny and hilly. But then I think it was a Saturday afternoon, they had some massive races on the course. They were kind of, I think, it was a Belgian athletics, so European athletics kind of having a making a, an experience sort of weekend for like other masters and stuff. And I remember Emmett Dunleavy, he was our team lead for the under-23 team. He came back. He actually raced one of the races on Saturday, and we were having our team meeting on Saturday evening. He was like, "It's
It's a different
forget about what
course.
you ran on there this evening." Like, yeah. And then yeah, we went on Sunday and yeah, she's just a completely different course, but I loved it. Like, I kind of loved that, like, super mucky course. Like,
Yeah.
and I don't know, as I say, it was as bad as the Nationals down in Gorn, but like it was close. And even on the flat, the bit of firm run you had then, it was up and down and twisty turny, like, and it's a real proper course. Like, and I think it's a good leveler. Like, some people be giving out about the mud and this and that, but I think that's the beauty of cross country, really. Like, you show up in the day and you just have to get it done, like, no matter
Yeah.
what the kind of course is.
And that's going to be the biggest adjustment for you when you go to America, even though, you know, like cross country over there is obviously not cross country we have in Ireland. You know, you're on the golf courses with it's like a track, you know, and you're flaking it. And that is a big adjustment to make as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think I was messing with a few lads that came back, like for a pick for the team that came back from America, like saying that they're gone soft and running all their golf courses, but now I'm going the opposite way. But yeah, I suppose like it'd be an adjustment, right? Like, I think I was watching the NCAA cross there back in November, and I think they went out in 2:29 or something, the lead group for the first K, like, which is a bit downhill or something, or whatever, but still crazy. Like, you know, you wouldn't be catching a sub 3 kilometer really around the course in Ireland, like, so.
Oh, no, definitely not. And definitely, like, as you said, in the Nationals last year, and you know, I just think, and I'm like you, I love that side of it. It makes the faster people, you know, more attainable. And the people like myself just go, right, Jai, we can just get that little bit more, you know, get that ground, make up the few places. And again, for the team events, then that's absolutely massive. And how was the team atmosphere at the Eurocross? You know, obviously, you know, it was a good event for Ireland again. Did you love that team aspect for with the Irish team? I know you had the Celtic, the Celtics, but that's totally different.
Yeah, I think like it was a great experience, like traveling with, I think, fully full teams and everything except the realists, I think 36 athletes, like, and then plus all the coaches and staff, so it was over 40 of us going over, like, so it was great, like, and George at the meals and stuff, you're trying to sit with different people and pick people's brain, like the likes of good chats with Brian Fair, Phelan and stuff, yeah, it was great. I think probably on the day, the under-23 team, we probably didn't like perform to the level we ever expected or wanted to, like the likes last couple of years. I think the lads got the bronze last year in Italy, and obviously they won it there in Dublin 2 years ago. So I think we were 9th or 10th, but that's just like what the conditions can do as well. Like the likes of, I don't want to envy the selectors, like you have to pick, they picked the top three from Nationals, and then they brought back Michael Abdel and Dean from American. Joe maybe, as you said, like the courses they're running over there didn't suit, but I think at the end of the day, like fitness and form kind of gets you through the mud, really. Like if I know Jakob Ingebrigtsen wasn't running, but like he still would have won the senior race. You put him on those tough courses, like he'd win on a race course or he'd win through the mud as well. Like so,
Yeah,
obviously
the
everyone
good
can
runners do
perform that.
shine through. They do shine no matter what. But I suppose if you look at nationals, then some people will support you. You'll get the odd surprise here and there, with it, where people who just are stronger than faster can actually make hay on the tough conditions with it.
Yeah, definitely. Like you look at Goran, like for example, like there's one, two lads like they might have thought they were shooting for a team that like didn't make it, like it just the conditions completely shake it up or they can just level it out and it's not. Or who is the fastest like time on the track? It's like who's the toughest fucking fella out here today now, like that's just gonna grit through the mud like and get it done,
And tell me this, is there any plans in the future? I know you said 5K is obviously your distance. You also were a big steeplechase man. Is steeplechase still in the horizon, or is that done with now, and is it just the flat?
I think I give the steeple another year. Yeah, this season anyway. I think Rory still wants me to keep giving it a go, and I do enjoy it. Like, I think there's lots I can run a lot faster than I have. Coming off another winter of just mileage and been doing the hurdle drills, once a week or so as well. So yeah, I think I'll give the steeple another go. I think we have the varsities on the 5th or 6th of April, so it's early, but try and get in shape to run decent time there and I think the European seniors, the B standard is 8:40. So like that's not outside the realms of possibility. Like it'd be just about maybe getting into certain races and get you the points and stuff. So it mightn't be realistic to make, but I'd give it a rattle and yeah, I'd probably try and find a good 5K as well. Hopefully get under maybe the 14 minutes there this year and a few 1500s as well. Just try and race a lot like and have a bit of crack.
I
So.
love how it just shows your progression. You're talking steeplechase, and for people who don't know, steeplechase is 3K on the track with hurdles. I think it's a 4 hurdles per lap, is it? A bit
It's
rough now.
five, so there's four
Five.
the barriers and then there's the water jump
The
as well,
water
so
jump is, yeah. So,
yeah.
and your 3K PB when I first met you in 2018 was for the standard 3K was 9:08, and now you're talking about 8:40 in a steeplechase. Do you know? So like it just
Yeah.
shows how much you've progressed over the years. And obviously the steeplechase gives you that massive bit of strength, I would presume, for the standard 3K or the 5K.
Yeah, I think like it's very mixed event. Like I think you need to kind of have the speed of getting a decent 1500 on your belt as well, but also like you need the 5K strength and like just the mileage strength from the winter. I think cross country and steeplechase probably go hand in hand. Like it's just like two very tough like events, and I think probably running that in the track probably stands me on the cross country. But yeah, no, it's an interesting event, right? But like people might say, oh, you're going to for like a soft like medal or something, but like it's far from it, especially the last few years more people have started kind of going into steeple and learning, like, and it's as good an event as any now, really.
And like, well, I always, when you're watching it and you're on the last lap and you're obviously tired, You're just waiting. You're just like, oh, please just jump this hurdle, just get over this hurdle. And it's always that you can't just go, yeah, I'm around the corner now. There's always, you have to be switched on totally for the race in it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, look back at the, it's probably on YouTube, the stream somewhere, the National Seniors 2022. It's my first time racing to National Seniors, and I remember it was a slow kind of race at the start. Just was like super windy day up in Century, like classic, like you couldn't have good conditions for National Seniors. But yeah, I think coming around 2 laps to go, I kind of took the lead and it's feeling good. And there's a group before us. It's myself, Liam Harris, Finlay Daly, and Jamie Roster. And I was kind of starting to push on the pace a bit. And just, I suppose, experience coming into the last water jump. I'm not used to absolutely sprinting, like, the last 200 over barriers. I think Jamie, he actually hurdled the last water jump. It must have been something he's done before. Like, he didn't step on it, he just hurdled it like you'd see the Kenyans do. I was next to him. I think that kind of put me off, and I didn't quite plant on the water jump, and just like slipped coming off it. And I remember thinking, I want to say it, like feeling like I could have won it, but like you never know. And just that split second, then when you hit the ground, the boys were gone, and I was up then, like finishing fourth. Like, but I was like, "Geez, yeah, it was it's a tough event. I didn't take any prisoners."
Yeah, and like, look, I've seen this with Evan Yeager. It happened to him before. He was in the lead of the race before, and on the last barrier, just went over it, and just that's slipping it. So you need to be, as you said, this soft metal thing. And granted, there's not a major amount of people running it, but the event itself, you'd one need to be unbelievably fit. You need to be switched on for the whole lot of the 3K. There cannot be a split second where you're not. Where would it? 3K or 5K, there is times you can just switch off and just kind of go, oh yeah, grand, just running in this, in a circle or whatever like that. But it's a brutal sport. And I mean, it's God, I don't know how you do it. And
Yeah,
how
that's
did you
where
get
it
in?
seems
I'm
like
sorry,
fun.
Austin, how did you get into it? Like, as in, where did that come from? As in, steeplechase for you?
Yeah, so I suppose like Rory Jess, my coach, is gee, I think he's 6 or 7 national titles in the steeple. So I think he was going to get me into the some stage, but it's actually 2022 now, yeah, leading into the season there. I was kind of actually looking forward a year. I was looking at the European under 23s that were run in Finland there, just gone last summer. I saw the standard was 9 minutes flat, and I was like, like it's doable. Like, I remember running, I actually ran it a little bit back in school back in the day when it was only a 1500 meter steeplechase. I made the Tailteann Games and things like this, and I kind of went away for a few years and was coming back then. And first 3K steeplechase at the Varsity 2022, and managed to win that. Just about kicked down Philip Corkman and himself, Liam Harris. It was a great race. I think that was a tactical day. I just kind of sat in him like and kicked down them. But I think around 9:15 or 9:16 that day. So I was kind of like, "Jesus, like we got another year in here. We can give the 9 minutes a rattle." But then actually last season, I was meant to open up the varsities again, and about 10 days before, I was on a work placement there this time last year until July, so in Limerick. So I'd be cycling in the bank. It's actually a bit of a hybrid setup, so I was in the office on Mondays and Tuesdays and work from home and the rest. But I was coming home the week before the varsities on a Tuesday evening, absolutely pissing rain, like terrible day. And I don't know if anyone knows there was a bit of a humpback bridge on the bank, where like you'd always stop. But I said, "I lifted on here today." I saw one of the lads running against me, Jake Bagg, and he'd stopped and looked, and about a second before I came. So I was like, "Geez, we'll drive it on here." And of course, like the one day you don't stop, I looked to my left to see a car coming over the bridge and like
Oh,
absolutely walloped
Jesus.
me off the bike. So geez, thank God I didn't break anything or anything, but I was fairly banged up, like, and you'd be shook. And that kind of put a halt to running, like, let alone jumping 35 barriers, like, just my knees and stuff. But I did get back eventually, but just kind of ran out of time, I suppose, with the window. Actually ended up being able to come back and run the National under 23s on the track, and I won the steeplechase there. I beat the two lads who actually had run the standard already last season, but I ran 9:08, I think it was that day. But don't they just look at who runs the time? And like it was kind of was a strange one. Like, obviously winning national title, like, but I was like, didn't really care at the time. So I was like, I'm not going to the what I've kind of been thinking about. But yeah,
But
you live
then
and learn, I suppose.
probably, yeah, when you look back now and you see, obviously, from, a crash which could have been a lot worse to still running a 908, and, it's a nice progression, and it kind of, as you said, you're going to give it one more year, and fingers crossed it'll go well for you. But, I just think it's absolutely mad. But I also say stop cycling. It's a that's a lethal sport. Stick with running.
Yeah.
It's mad stuff. So what's next, so for you? Obviously, we have Tulsa, obviously. Do you have any kind of no races lined up for the next few months yourself?
Yeah, so I'm actually gonna run the 10 miler there in Dungarvan on the 4th, I think it is. So that's about 9 or 10 days after we get back from here. So it's kind of a good time to kind of, they say, either race within 24, 48 hours or wait sort of 9 to 10 days, because your body has to readjust to sea level as well when you come back down from here. But and yeah, that's kind of the training you'd be doing. You'd be doing a bit more mileage and stuff. So I said, like, we'll give the 10 miles a go, and then we'll have the varsities indoors on the 10th. We'll do 3K there, and yeah, just kind of build for the outdoors then. Kind of April time, open up and try and find a few races April, May, and run towards national seniors the end of June, I think. Probably call it there, because I might have to build a bit earlier than usual, for cross country heading over to America. So yeah.
And I'd ask the question that you probably get asked, like every runner gets asked. I know you're still young and it's not going to be it's on your head right now. Is a marathon in the future?
Probably at some stage, yeah. I think I'm 22 now. Give it another few years while I set up the
Get
speed
the
to run the
college all the
track.
way
But
maybe, yeah.
yeah, that's what old coach John used to always say, like, is you'll be a marathon runner, like, because I think you see it now. A lot of people are kind of moving up, like, a bit younger to the marathon, because where you see, like, people maybe make mistakes, like staying on the track for a long time, where they're not quite like at the top level, and then you're kind of broken in by the time you try and move up to the marathon. So I'll see you now in a few years, like, you might run, like, even starting to run like a 10 miler or something like that. But it's probably in the future, right? And with
It's
your
just 10
shoes and
miles.
stuff.
It's only a small bit more after that. That's all,
Yeah,
But no, look, that's actually Dungarvan race. It's if you see it every year, and it's nearly where people do come back from Kenya to race it, because one, it's a very good race. It's one of the best, to be fair, it's one of the best 10 milers around. Good time of the year where the temperatures are good for it. And you always get a kind of good feel. So that it'll be very interesting to see now. We'd be looking forward to keeping an eye on that now to see how you get on with your that's your first obviously 10 miler, would it be?
I actually ran one in Tralee February last year. It was 51:44, I think it was. So that was for the course record there, but it felt like more of a long sort of training run, really. I just had one of the lads on the bike next to me who had a speaker in the bag and a few tunes, so I wasn't too competitive. But I was looking at the results in Dungarvan, like, and you'd want to be in around the 15-minute mark to
Oh
be on the podium there, like. So just depends who shows up, but
yeah,
just get a good race and, like,
and you
and
won't be
try
able
to
to
be
have a fella on the
competitive.
bike alongside you either. You won't be able to do that either.
No, yeah, I'll hopefully have some other good lads to race against, and that'll be
Yeah, exactly. So look, we wish you all the best, especially now with your, college exertions in the next few months that you have coming ahead of you, and obviously a big season for you. And we will definitely follow up, I think, plenty of times with Joachim, because it's going to be good to track the story and how, American life suits you and the
good.
progression you're going to make in it. So it's very exciting for you though at the moment, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I think, like, there are some days, like, where you're out running, you wonder, like, is this, like, 5 mile double? Like, why the fuck am I out doing this? But, like, it's not any days, like, when you're out here on training camp, like, and you're able to be out in the sun, like, escaping the cold, and then just coming off for a bit of a break through cross country season, having this now lined up to be able to chase, like, I suppose, chase the dream for another, like, 2 years is, yeah, it's great. Like, so I suppose hopefully things keep trending now and kick on.
Yeah, exactly. Look, and I'll be, as I said, I have, look, I've said it before in the podcast. I weird enough, I think this is the second time I've already spoken to you, but I've always kind of tracked you from that 2019, and it is brilliant to see things go so well for you, because you do see people drop off at when you get into a young age. But like your determination and in fairness, your work ethic has obviously shown it, and it's a good team around you. So look, best luck with everything in the future, and continued success to you.
Thanks a million, David. Thanks for having me on.
So a massive thank you again to Oisin of Ennis Track Club for taking the time out on his busy schedule in Kenya, as he was just about to get his lunch. It was gas, Brian. He was sitting down doing an interview. Next second, he got an old call. Lunch is ready.
I better go, Damien. Yeah.
Yeah, very good, David. More important
Yeah.
things in life. But not in fairness, thank you very
Right.
much.
Yeah.
And it's great to see, the young runners coming up and being able to follow them now in the future and stuff like that.
Sure
But
is.
that's another one. And look, people, next week, obviously, we have coming up next week, Sarika Lochnan, who is coming up for our interview next week. We have a few nice interviews coming up over time, which we'll be announcing in the next few days. But look, we have plenty of plans, plenty of everything coming on. It's getting exciting. We have blogs coming, kickoff maybe of the YouTube channel again properly. So anybody, if you want to get in contact with us, please do give us a shout, any clubs or individuals if you want it. Again, as you said, actually, Brian, we've got a couple of guests from people actually recommending them. So we got a couple of emails from people who said, look, I know such a person. Do you want me to let you
Yeah.
know? Brilliant way. Please,
Right.
please keep on contacting us with that, because that actually is so handy for us, because sometimes we do find it hard to get in contact with people who we want to have on the show. So if you do know somebody who you think would like to come on the show, please give us a shout and we would be more than happy to chat with that person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And look, again, just very briefly, I'm hoping to, as you said there, kind of track my training to the Manchester Marathon and do a few videos on that. So I put a few videos together, something different again. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll take on the journey with us. So it's another, just another spoke, I suppose, that we're going
Yep.
to try. But other than that, look, another week down.
Another week
So
done.
again, let's don't keep going,
So
everybody. We're nearly to the end of the challenge. We're nearly
Brian,
there.
next week. What is it? What day next week? So are we looking at,
We have a full week left now. Next week we have.
will we be on day 28 next Sunday night when we're recording this? Will we be
Absolutely.
28 days in a row?
I actually think I've done this for years. I think this is the furthest I've gone without dropping a date. Normally I'd drop a date around the 14th or 15th. Seems to be a time when I've dropped and come back again then. But I think this is the longest stretch I've had. But look, I feel good all of it. And I think a lot of people, I've seen a lot of great comments from people as well.
100%.
So be
Yeah.
interested to see a lot of people. I'm actually going to talk to a few people when they run. Like John Tracy might be a big target for some people in February. It would be very interesting to see how people do now on the back of the space training, I would say.
Yeah, this
Be
is
interesting.
vital training.
Yeah.
Right. With
So,
that, again, thank
yeah.
you to everyone, Deb Brian. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
Thanks
again to all
to,
of our
again.
sponsors, Pillar, Shoe Rescue, and Wellbeing Coffee. So, without them, honestly, we would not be able to keep this going. So we appreciate it. And more importantly, thank you to the listeners, and thank you to everybody who's been involved with our challenge to date.
That's it. And again, keep entering the competitions, getting a great response. So again, this week's one, make sure you get in. It's now our Cork ASC's Donnerail 5K. And look, again, the clubs have been fantastic. Keep them coming. We'll keep sharing them. I'm off now to hang some clothes on my treadmill, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Good night.